working with Kivi. Posted on Wednesday, November 15, 2023. So my app development journey is going okay. I spent a bunch of hours at this point staring at Android permission library compilation errors, and I'm still about as annoyed about it as ever. It'd be really nice if once I had a project that ran and tested fine with Python main.py, also ran equally fine on my target Android device. This is not a thing. So far, I've had a few head desk situations where I just left out an import when trying to reproduce a minimal error. But a few things strike me as not exactly my fault that I still had to crunch through. This Stack Overflow answer, Lincoln Post was the friggin' MVP in diagnosing all of them. The DLD Earth is ablogcat, it's Python, and USSC are copied to mirror your Android device's screen on your development machine. You can install them with the obvious sudo apt install absc or copy in Ubuntu. The partial, still very probably incomplete list of the errors in question is 1. You can't just add new requirements to requirements.txt. You also need to add them to the requirements line in buildozer.spec. 2. If you want to deploy some static files, you need to add those to the source.includex line in buildozer.spec. This bit me when I wanted to include some custom fonts. The line's value defaults to PyPong JPEG KV Atlas. So if you're trying to include anything else in your bundle, you need to add it. 3. If you're dealing with any library that uses beautiful soup in the dependency tree, you need to manually and explicitly add BS4, beautiful soup 4, and soup sieve to the requirements line in buildozer.specs. Otherwise, you'll get mysterious build errors. Sselect is one such library, just in case you didn't realize that. 4. URL request doesn't transparently work on Android. It looks like it's got something to do with SSL and network permissions. See here and here for details. In particular, it looks like you might need to add OpenSSL to the requirements line in buildozer.spec. What do you think? Does it work now? Fuck you. No. Of course not. You knew that as soon as you saw there was a header in the middle of that last bullet point. But you don't get the answer that easily, motherfucker. You're coming with me on this one. According to Stack Overflow and Google Groups, the answer might be you need to shadow SSL create default HOTS context. Or maybe you need to make an Android permission request at runtime to get the OS to grant you internet capabilities. Possibly, given that this seems like it might be an SSL certificate issue, you might need to install certificate and then pass certify.where-to-url-request when you start it. Or maybe you need to handle the response body with kid gloves if it is slashes and JSON. I was also told that I should possibly add hostpython 3 certify by OpenSSL, or 100 other things to the requirements line in buildozer.spec. None of that bullshit works, or matters at all. And nobody fucking knew this or documented it anywhere. So if you're reading this post and it eventually enlightens you, you're welcome. Link in post. Pay it forward. What you actually have to do is add android.permission.internet and android.permission.accessnetwork state to the android.permissions line in buildozer.space. You don't have to explicitly ask for either of these at runtime. It's possible that other permissions require that treatment, but these two just need to be declared once in the spec file and don't require user interaction later. That's it. You don't need OpenSSL or hostpython 3 and some permissions. Link in post might need runtime requests, but it ain't internet. And you definitely, absolutely shouldn't rebind subcomponents of SSL to equivalent, but less secure subcomponents. Once you've done that one specific thing, buildozer Android debug deploy run log cat will show green, and you will successfully get HTTP responses to work with. I have no idea why this isn't a default. Why Internet and Access Network State are separate permissions at all, if you need both to generate network requests, or why this doesn't seem to be documented anywhere, including the permissions docs, link in post, or the URL request example page, link in post. The state of the universe is, you'd better just spontaneously know that this is what you need to do. Deep breath. Given the amount of debugging I've been doing here, I haven't done much actual work. But other than that debugging, Kivy, link in post, and Python Markdownify, link in post, are treating me pretty well. They're both relatively simple to work with, and flexible enough that I've been able to bend them to my purposes. I'll have a fuller update on what I'm actually up to later. For now, just know that it's coming along reasonably well, and only temporarily reduce me to apoplectic rage.